guys, welcome to Better Bachelor. This is Joker with a face for radio and a voice for print. Tonight, I got a fun comment or a fun little article here from the Sydney Morning Herald, and it's quite old, actually. This is going back to 2012. But I thought what made this such an interesting article is that even though now it's 8 years old, it's even more so relevant today than the day it was written. And it's called Why Women Lose the Dating Game. So we're going to read through this article, and I think it brings up a lot of points that we talk about a lot of times when we discuss dating and kind of today's environment for dating. And I think this will be a fun one for us. Let me readjust my camera here. So this is a Bettina Ardent listens to other voices in the debate, the men. Naomi sat in the back row of Melbourne's Grattan Institute about to watch her fiancé give a lecture. She was joined by three unfamiliar women, all attractive, well-groomed, in their mid-30s. From their whispered chat, she quickly realized that they weren't there to hear about politics and economics, but to meet her eligible man. Naomi explains, he's 36 years old and is definitely someone who falls into the alpha male category. Excellent job in finance, PhD, high income, 6'2", sporty, very handsome, and he's an utter sweetheart. Gentlemen, this is what we call a 10 percenter, right? He checks all the boxes that women would say, if I could have a man, he should be. Naomi, I guess his girlfriend or fiance. Naomi is an attractive 28-year-old PhD student. She has been in a relationship with her fiance for 6 years. Her new companions were very friendly and chatted to her during the break. But then her partner, who had been socializing at the front of the room, made eye contact with Naomi and smiled. The women saw this, and it was like the room had suddenly frozen over. There was a silence, and then one of them asked me if I knew him. I wasn't going to lie, so I told him he was my partner and how long we'd been together. It was amazed how they responded. They stopped smiling at me, shifted awkwardly in their seats, looked me up and down as if they were trying to figure out how a girl who still wears jeans and ballet flats could land a guy like that. Then the woman left before her man gave his speech. First, he's 36, she's 28. Dating down by 8 to 10 years is common in that age range. Again, when you're, you know, the top 10, 20% of guys, and what denotes that is what women themselves say that they describe as their ideal man. And women always want to date someone that is better and more successful. Women, there's no doctor out there that wants to date a plumber. It just doesn't happen. They want them to be educated. They want them to make a good earning, if not more than them, and so on and so forth. So he's 6 foot, six figures. I don't know about the other six, but, you know, he's athletic, so probably six pack. He's a top 10 percenter. And these other women that are now in their 30s, where, hey, he's in his 30s. He's around our age. This is who we'd like to date. But because he has the choice, he can be more selective. He can date younger. He can date more successful, right? Okay. Naomi is stunned at the number of women in their 30s who throw themselves at her partner. The colleagues who sign emails with kisses, the female journalists who pointedly ask post-interview if he was married. Yet given the plight of 30-somethings for women seeking partners, it's hardly a surprise that her boyfriend is in their sights. We hear endless complaints from women about the lack of good men. Women astonished that men don't seem to be around when they decide it's time to settle down. Women telling men to man up and stop shying away from commitment. But there's another conversation going on, a fascinating exchange about what is happening from the male point of view. Much of it thrives on the internet, in the so-called manosphere. Here you will find men cheerfully, even triumphantly, blogging about their experience. They have cause for celebration, you see. They've discovered a profound change has taken place in the mating game. And to their surprise, they are the winners. Now, at first, again, we would disagree with this. Many of us would disagree and say, hey, dating hasn't gone so well for all of us. Matter of fact, some of it's been kind of painful. But apparently some guys are winning with this. Dalrock is typical. Today is unmarried 20-something women have given men an ultimatum. I'll marry you when I'm ready to take it or leave it. This is, of course, their right. But ultimatums are a risky thing because there's always a possibility the other side will decide to leave it. And in the next decade, we will witness the end result of this game of marriage chicken. And we are seeing it. Here we are 8 years later, which I thought made this article kind of interesting because we're almost at that 10-year point. And the ultimatums were the women want to have their fun and party it up and go to college and kind of goof around and do their thing and find themselves until they hit their 30s. Well, when they're in their 20s having their fun and finding themselves and goofing off with these guys can be in their 30s or 40s or 20s. And so then when they're in their 30s and ready to settle down, what happens? The guys are not ready to settle down. Why? Because they're having fun with the 20-somethings. And they can have their fun without being in a long-term relationship. They can have their fun without being married. They can just have their fun. So what better way is it for a young guy that, or even a middle-aged guy that wants to go out and have some fun, right? So all he does is he goes out, casually dates those in the 20-somethings. He has his fun. And then at the end of it, he goes his own way. He doesn't have to settle down. Why buy the cow when you get the milk for free? The end game, Dalrock warns about, is already in play for hordes of unmarried professional women, the well-coiffed lawyers, bankers, and other success stories. Many thought they could put off marriage and families until their 30s, having devoted their 20s to education, establishing careers, and playing the field. But was their decade of dating a strategic mistake? Yes. Yes, it was. You know, women have the advantage of the power in the 20s, and they have the youth, and then as they age, men get the power. It's kind of a power imbalance. So by holding off, they have great careers, but their pool is going to shrink. If every one woman, and I can put up profile after profile after dating profile, of I want a guy that's at least 6 foot tall. I mean, half of them say that now. I want somebody that makes six figures. Plenty of them say that. Or I want a career-driven man, or I want a successful man, or I want a guy that will care for my children as if they were his own. Men don't want to walk into a relationship, number one, feeling like they're a piggy bank, feeling like if they're 5'9", or in my case, 5'7", that because of our height, and can you imagine, reverse those roles. Imagine me putting on a dating profile that says a woman must be under 5'2". She must be petite, but she must have big boobs, and she has to have a good job. She can only do this, and she must be athletic, and she can only do that. Anybody else? Oh, and she has to love my two children from my previous marriage, and I don't want to have children with you. As it is, we already don't get swipes. I could blast that out across America. I'd never get anybody to match me. So when the women do the reverse and put these roles on men, men are opting out, and they've called their bluff. Many of us aren't even dating anymore. A lot of us have just said, you know what, it's too hard to try to do it in like a healthy way at the gym or something else, because women complain that we're creeping them out or something like that. And again, not me personally, but you hear plenty of stories like that. And then online, you know, women can just swipe all day long, and they're choosing only the top 10%. And I have, there's graphics and everything else you can look at. I'm not going to dive deep into the statistics on this one tonight. Janny, a 30-year-old Sydney barrister, thinks so. Women labor under the impression they can have it all. They can have the career, the carefree lifestyle, and then at the snap of their fingers, because they're so fabulous, find a man. But if they wait until their 30s, they're competing with women who are much younger, in various ways, more attractive. We say this time and time and time again, that women today feel a little bit entitled. They all feel like they're a catch. They all feel like they're special. They all feel like they're unique, and that some guy will sweep them off their feet because they do get so much attention in their 20s. But the problem is when you get into your 30s, okay, many women are married. The ones that aren't are still very picky, and they're looking for that special guy. Well, there's not that many special guys out there. If you want 6%, or if you want a 6-foot-tall guy, or 5'11", or whatever, you're starting to narrow down into the top 15% of height for men. You want six figures? That's, depending on where you live, anywhere between 5 and 10% of men make that, maybe even less. So 10% of 10% is 1%, but you've got 100% of the women wanting that. Statistically, it's just not going to happen. The crisis for single women in this age group seeking a mate is very real. Almost 1 in 3 women age 30 to 34, and a quarter of late 30s women do not have a partner, according to the 2006 census statistics. And I believe it's higher now, almost double that. And this is a growing problem. The numbers of partnerless women in their 30s has almost doubled since 1986. And again, it just continues to get worse. because the more entitled and the more selfish, the more men just say, I just do not have time for this. You know, a relationship is just not worth the effort anymore. It's a risk and reward, right? The challenge is greatest for high-achieving women in their 30s looking for equally successful men. Women do not date down, or if they date down, they will not marry down. Analysis of 2006 census figures by the Monash University sociologist Genevieve Herd reveals that almost 1 in 4 of degree-educated women in their 30s will miss out on a man of similar age and educational achievement. There were only 68,000 unattached graduate men in their 30s for 88,000 single graduate women age in the same group. So basically, three men for every one of those four women. And again, the women will not date down, or excuse me, they won't marry down. They won't settle down. And this even states it right here. They're looking for an equally successful man. Well, now imagine you're a female lawyer, a female doctor, a female whatever that's making above $100,000, $150,000. You're not going to date a carpenter that makes $30,000 a year. You are not going to marry a guy that's an auto mechanic that maybe makes $50,000, or even if he's a good diesel mechanic that makes $70,000 or $80,000 a year, but he comes home covered in grease and he's a blue collar job. You can't mix the white collar woman with the blue collar man. It just doesn't work. And the higher education gap keeps widening. In the past year, the proportion of degree-educated women aged 25 to 34 rose from 37.7 to 40.3, and I now believe that's closer to almost 50%, 48%. According to the Bureau of Statistics, while for males the figure remained below 30%, having only risen 0.5% in the last year. Although there are similar numbers of single men and women in their 30s overall, about 370,000 of each across Australia, half of these available men had only high school education, 57% earned $42,000 or less, and 95,000 of them were unemployed. So this is from Australia. I guess I should have known that from saying that this is the Sydney Morning Herald. But you know, I think this qualifies for everywhere in the westernized world, because I read articles all the time here from the United States and from the UK, and it's very similar. High expectations of professional women are a big part of the story. Many high-achieving women simply are not interested in Mr. Average, says Justin Parfit, the owner of Australia's fastest-growing speed dating organization, Fast Impressions. Parfit adds, they've swallowed the L'Oreal line because you're worth it. There's a real sense of entitlement. And man, do we know it. I can't. If I were to make videos on that, I'd have 100 videos an hour long each. He finds many of his female members are determined to meet only men who are tall, attractive, wealthy, well-educated. The 10%ers, like we said. They want the alpha males. Most of the professional women rarely give out yes votes to men who aren't similarly successful, reports Parfit, who struggles to attract enough of these successful men to his speed dating events. 60% of his members are female. Most are over 30. Here's why. If you're a young guy, 20s or let's say even up to mid-30 or even 40, right? And you're this guy right here, you don't need to go to speed dating sites. It's being thrown at you. You can go in and get a bagel and have a date. You know, who's the guy that played Superman there? Harry Cavill? The guy that's playing The Witcher right now. Tell me, now, I don't know how old, let's see, let's have some fun here. Let me look this up. How old is Cavill? It's Henry Cavill, yeah. Shows you how much I pay attention to this stuff. Henry Cavill is 1983. So 93, 2003. All right. So he's still pretty young, actually. All right. He's 36. But, okay, let's use him as an example. He's 36. He's coming up on 40. You tell me that dude doesn't walk in someplace and he's not going out with a 22-year-old if he wants to, or a 25-year-old if she wants to. Dude's like tall, attractive. You know, now even if they don't know what he does for a career, it doesn't matter. Henry Cavill, you see a guy like that, so he's not going into a dating site, and he's got everything to choose from. So why? You see what I'm saying, right? He's got so many choices that he's not going. He can date anybody in the 20s. He's not going to bother a 30-something with kids. No way. Not going to happen. During their 20s, women compete for the most highly desirable men, the Mr. Bigs. Many will readily share a bed with a sporty, attractive, confident man, while ordinary men miss out. As Whiskey puts it at whiskeyplace.wordpress.com, Joe average beta male is about as desirable to woman as a cold bowl of oatmeal. Data from American colleges show 20% of males, the most attractive ones, get 80% of the fooling around, according to analysis by Susan Walsh, former management consultant who wrote about the issues on her dating website, hookingupsmart.com. Same thing that they found in a Bumble survey, a Tinder survey, and the first one that did it, I want to say, was Match.com. And here, this is an analysis by Susan Walsh, a management consultant, right? 20% of males get 100% of the women, or get 100% of the attraction from women. So if you're not in that top 20%, you're out. Don't even waste your time. They're not bothering with you. But if you're in that top 20%, you have 100% of the women to choose from. So you can instantly push down 60% of the women, and you've got the top 40% to the top 20% of men, to 40% women. That's two women for every guy or more. Not slim pickings for them. This leaves a lot of, quote, beta men spending their 20s out in the cold. Greg, a 38-year-old writer from Melbourne, started adult life shy and lonely. In my 20s, the women had the total upper hand. They could make or break you with one look at a club or bar. They had the choice of men fooling around on tap, and guys like me went home alone, red-faced, defeated, embarrassed. The girls only wanted to go for cool guys, good looks, outgoing personalities, money, sporty types, the kind of guys who owned the room, while us quiet ones got ignored. He barely had a date through much of his 20s and gave up on women. But then he spent time overseas, gained more confidence, learned how to dress well, and hit his early 30s. I suddenly started to get asked out by women, age 19 through 40. The floodgates burst open for me. I actually dated 5 women at once, amazing my flatmates by often betting 3 to 4 of my casual dates each week. It's a great time to be a male in your 30s when you start getting more female attention and fooling around than you could have ever dreamt in your 20s. Again, he's got more confidence. He's probably a pretty decent looking guy. Now he's got more money. He knows how to carry himself a little bit better. And when women look around for that top 20% or top 10% and they don't find anybody but they want a date, they'll shift down to 25, maybe the top 30%. But what happens when they have a chance at a top 10%er? They move on over. They dump you. They just move on. And again, you can say, I think your opinion of this is wrong. Well, it's fine. Just look on the internet. Look at stories. Look at firsthand accounts. Look at studies. I mean, there's multiple studies on this stuff. So you can call me out and tell me I'm full of crap, but the internet doesn't lie. Well, I mean, statistics don't lie. That's when some men start behaving very badly, as the manosphere clearly shows. These internet sites are not for the faint-hearted. The voices are often crude and misogynistic, but they tell it as they see it. There is Greenlander, an apparently successful engineer in his late 30s. In his early adult life, he was unable to get the time of day from women. Now he's interested in only women under 27. The women I know in their early 30s are just delusional, he says. I sometimes seduce them and sleep with them just because I know how to play them so well. It's just too easy. They're tired of the man playground, and they see a guy like me as the perfect beta to settle down with before their eggs dry out. Boy, he is brutal. When I get tired of them, I just delete their numbers from my cell phone and stop taking their calls. Doesn't really hurt them that much. At this point, they're just used to hit it and quit it. It's easy to dismiss such bile, but Greenlander's analysis is echoed by many Australian singles, both male and female. It's wall-to-wall jerks out there, reports Penny, a 31-year-old lawyer. She is stunned by how hard it is to meet suitable men willing to commit. See, that's the key word in there, suitable. What makes suitable? Now, she said it's hard to meet nice men. It's hard to meet someone that I get along with, or athletic, or whatever. But when you start saying suitable, well, what kind of level of attainment must they reach to be suitable for her? And what we find more and more oftentimes is the bar is set a little too high. And as women get a little bit older, and whether they have kids or not, or if they have previous partners or not, or whatever, but as they age, their value, their main value to men, which is attractiveness, beauty, and sensuality, fades. It's not fair, but it's the way the nature works. And as young men are frustrated and left behind and can't get a date to save their lives, but then they hit their stride in their 30s, maybe went to the gym, maybe learned how to talk to people, have a good personality, start making a better income. Well, those are now the women that the 30-somethings want, but those, Those guys are just getting started. They're just entering the dating game. They were left out in their 20s. Do you think they're going to want to settle down and go straight into a relationship? No way. They're the ones out there having fun. And a guy, and again, the guys that have been dating all through their 20s having a good time, what's the purpose of them to settle down? They get to go into their 30s and still have great fun with 20-somethings. And then they get into their 40s and still have great fun with 20-somethings. And in the meantime, they don't have to get married. They don't have to worry about losing a good chunk of change to child support or to alimony, because they don't get married. They get to live in their man cave. It's all decorated the way they want it. And they get to have freedom. So the statistics now are better for men. Young men that are popular have a good chance all the way up through their 40s and 50s. Guys that were a little awkward, they're out in their 20s. Well, if they can hit their stride in their 30s, now they're good from their 30s to their 50s. So who's out? The women above age 30 or 35. But the problem is, if they would settle there, and I keep saying this, but people do not realize this. Women do not realize this. And I'm not picking on them, but they have to understand. You have to lower your standards a little bit. You can't all, 100% of women can't go for the top 10 or 20% of men. 80% of you are going to be left out. That's math. Penny acknowledges part of the problem is her own expectations. There you go, right? That her generation of women was brought up wanting too much. We were told we were special. We could do anything, and the world was our oyster. And having spent her 20s dating alpha males, and she expected them to still be around when she finally decided to get serious. But these men go fast, many fishing outside their pond. The most attractive, successful men can take their pick from women their own age, from the Naomis, the younger women who are happy to settle early. Almost 1 in 3 degree-educated 35-year-old men marries or lives with women age 30 or under, according to income, housing, and marriage surveys by the Bureau of Statistics. I can't believe how many men my age are only interested in younger women, wails Gale, a 34-year-old advertising executive, as she describes her first search through men's profiles on the RSVP internet dating site. She's shocked to find many mid-30 men have set up their profiles to refuse mail from women her age. Well, of course. Would women be shocked if I were a young woman? Would a woman be shocked if I said, yeah, he works at a fast food joint, and he rides a bicycle and lives with his mom, but he's good looking and I like him. And woman would say, you're gonna marry him? Well, yeah, but he's a man child. He's lit, right? We know, we've all heard that, guys, right? Well, if that same young lady came 6 foot tall, attractive, money, that's who she goes for. It's not fair to us young guys. I'm not young anymore, but when I was young, right, it wasn't fair to us, but you got to deal with it. Well, if now the guys that you want are your same age or a little bit older, and they want someone that's now 10 years younger than you, you got to deal with it. This is just how nature works. It's how society is built. But if you wait too long, you're going to miss your window. Talking to many women like her, it's interesting how many look back on past relationships where they let good men get away because they weren't ready. And I just did this story like two or three videos ago, if you'll go back and look. American journalist Kate Bollock wrote recently in The Atlantic about breaking off her 3-year relationship with a man she described as intelligent, good-looking, loyal, and kind. She acknowledges there was no good reason to end things, yet at the time she was convinced something was missing from the relationship. That was 11 years ago. She is now 39 and facing grim choices. We arrive at the top of the staircase, Bollock wrote, finally ready to start our lives, only to discover a cavernous room at the tail end of the party. Most of the men are gone already, some having never shown up. And those who remain are leering by the cheese table or are, you know, the ones you don't want to go out with. So many women are missing out on their fairy tale ending. Their assumption is that when the time is right, the dream man will be waiting. The 30s are worrying years for high-achieving women who long for marriage and children. Of course, not all do, as they face their rapidly closing reproductive window surrounded by men who see no rush to settle down. And why would they settle down? What's the benefit? Just look up divorce statistics and look up court statistics for divorce on men, and look up paternity statistics, and look up child support and alimony statistics. There is nothing that benefits a man out of getting married other than giving the woman the confidence that he will stay by her side. Not worth it. So men are not getting married anymore. You've tightened the thumbnails down so much that men just say, forget it. And of course, many women eventually do find a mate, often ending up with divorced men. There are complications with that second marriage market in which men come complete with former wives and children. That was never part of the plan. Many really struggle with the fact that they aren't in a position to be choosy. American author Lori Gottlieb gives a painfully honest account of that process in her book, Marry Him, The Case for Settling for Mr. Good Enough. Maybe we need to get over ourselves, she writes. The 40-year-old single mother enlisted a team of advisors who helped her realize that while she was conducting her long search for the perfect man, Prince Charming or nobody, her market value had dropped through the floor. Not my words. Not my words. But that's the reality of it. Our generation of women is constantly told to have high self-esteem, but it seems that the women themselves are at risk of ego-tripping themselves out of a romantic connection, she writes. She acknowledges she made a mistake not looking for a spouse in her 20s when she was at her most desirable. She advises 30-something women to look good for Mr. Enough, to look for Mr. Good Enough before they have even less of a chance. They are with a 10, but they want an 8, but suddenly they're 40 and can only get a 5. Women delaying their search for serious relationship have set up a very different dating and marriage market. The Sydney barrister, Jamie, finds himself spoiled for choice. Like many of his friends, he's finding women actively pursuing him, asking him out, cooking him elaborate meals, buying him presents. Oh, you're a barrister, they say. While many of his mates are playing the field, determined to enjoy this unexpected attention, Jamie is ready to settle down. He's very wary of Sex and the City types, women who are convinced they're so special, but he's confident he will soon find someone with her feet on the ground. I'm lucky, he said. It's a buyer's market. You know, at my age now, to be quite frank, I haven't dated in the last year or two after a relationship ended. And it wasn't an extremely long relationship. I weren't talking years, but I did my travel around the world. And I found that younger women from the age of 19 up through 32, 33. Now, I'm blessed by looking a little bit younger than I actually am. But even when I told them my age, which I always do, it doesn't bother me. Even at 19 or 20, they didn't blink an eye. There was a young woman that I met when I was in Japan, in Hokkaido, Japan, or what, it might have been Sapporo. Either one, I met her in a hostel. She was a young German girl who was traveling, and she was 19, and she flirted with me endlessly. Now, 19 was a little below my cutoff date, so, you know, I didn't bother to reciprocate, but the point was it was there. She was always asking me to go out to dinner and if I'd enjoy spending some time with her while we were both in the city, and I did because she was fun. But the interesting thing, it wasn't the lecherous old man asking out this young woman. It was her asking me out. Am I special? No. I've always dated almost exclusively 10 to 20 years younger. Why? Because I can. Because I can. Now, women usually want to date men that are the top 10%ers. I am not a 10%er. I'm not 6 feet tall. But when you maybe might be in that top 30%, right, depending on your finances and if you're in good shape and so on and so forth, well, there's still a very big market out there for women that they want the 10, but they will take a 7, even if deservedly they maybe should only deserve a 5. So the whole point of all of this tonight, guys, is that not only are these studies, not only are these the women's words, not only is this an article that's written by a woman, but it kind of, and this is again going back 8 years, it tells us what we've known now for quite a while, that women are pricing themselves out of the market. And the men, instead of trying to, and you know, I can never improve myself enough to be 6 feet tall. I can go hit the gym as much as you want, but I'm not getting any taller. I can't get any handsomer. I can maybe grow a beard to hide some of it, but this is all I got. And then when you say, well, the only thing then your value is your money, and we never even talk about my personality or what type of person I am, why even bother with that? Why even get involved with that? That's insulting. I would not degrade myself to participate in that market. And neither are a lot of you. There's many of you guys that are walking away and just saying, you know, I'm done with this and I deserve better. And I deserve to be treated better than a wallet. Or you go out and you have your fun while you're all in your 20s. And then when it's time to settle down, well, I'm the leftovers. And you come creeping back thinking that I should be lucky to have you. That doesn't work anymore. And until women can relax their, you know, and it's not about having to be in a holier than thou and high and mighty attitude. It's until you can relax a little bit and say, look, you're an average woman, which is perfectly fine. There's nothing wrong with being an average woman, right? Go find yourself an average guy, okay? You stop shooting for the stars because you're just going to keep missing. And the longer you wait, the less of an opportunity you're going to have, as they've stated here. Guys, if you'd like to support my work, links are below. Thank you for all of those of you that have. I really appreciate it, and it means a lot to me, and it does help. I'm putting my bus together, and now you guys are, your donators are buying me cedar wood for my interior of my roof. So thank you for that. Don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe. I always love to hear what you guys have to say about the articles that I read and about the situation that we find ourselves in. So, and still about 69% of you that watch my videos are not subscribed. Click that subscribe button. It's free. It's cheap. No, it's free. It's easy. And it's right down below. I'll leave it there. Guys, this is Better Bachelor. I'm Joker. We'll talk to you soon. And remember, the wise warrior avoids the battle.